This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So he is out. Bobby Wagner is not. This broke literally as we got off the air yesterday. I did one of these things where I punched my own palm, mad that it happened probably 2 minutes after I said, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. I thought, you got to be kidding me. Peters, you couldn't have worked a little bit quicker to get your boys a chance
to react? You're so handsome. Can't you go faster?
To this one? Bobby Wagner, the 34-year-old linebacker, he will turn 35 before the start of this football season. One-year deal, so it's very similar to last year when they brought him in for a year and paid him $8-plus mil. They're going to do the same thing this time around. If he hits some escalators, it could be a $9.5 million season for him. He fell off by 50 tackles from 23 to 24 last year in the same number of games. But he still led Washington with 132 tackles. He finished as a second-team All-Pro again. He finished as a Pro Bowler again, and he proved himself to be one of the more important signings in a long, long time around here in terms of what he meant to the room. I tweeted about this yesterday. I don't remember being so smitten with a player as a dude in a long time as I was with Bobby Wagner last year. He is so authentic and so real as a, I don't have a better word, as a man. You know what I mean? He is a dude's dude. If 10 guys go on a bachelor party, eventually there's like one guy that takes over and is like, all right, we're going to go here, Venmo me the money, he grabs the bill, you know, that kind of guy.
The organizer.
That will always be Bobby Wagner
yeah.
in any group that he is in. And he does it very quietly. He doesn't really look for any kind of credit for it. He was their Walter Payton Man of the Year last year. I just genuinely came to really like this dude. In very limited interactions. I mean, I would basically get to chat with him after games in the locker room in Landover. But holds court, super respectful. Believe he won the Good Guy Award this year from the media. Eloquent, sincere, and just, he runs his life. Like, I always talk about being a pro. That's my favorite thing. He's a pro's pro, man. You would think he's the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. The way he dresses, the way he speaks, the way he operates. I like everything about this guy. And the more of these people that are in your building, the better. Full stop. The more Bobby Wagner's in the facility over there, the better the chance you're going to be a good football team. So bringing him back makes a lot of sense. Now, I have some questions, Danny.
Yep.
His foot speed fell off. I think part of the reason they weren't as good at stopping the run last year, some of that is D-tackle and D-line play. But I also don't think sideline to sideline, he's as quick as he once was. He's great coming downhill and making those sure tackles between the tackles. But I don't think it's going to be a strength for him to get outside and go make stops, as you saw on that Saquon Barkley run on the first play of the game.
That's right.
Against the Eagles in the playoffs. So I've got some football questions, but I also can still say this is a no-brainer to keep this dude around.
Yeah, if you're paying $25 million, you go, uh-oh. But again, this is still a very affordable deal for what he brings. There's a lot that he still does well, as evidenced by the fact that he was second-team All-Pro last year. Now, whether you should have been or not, that's not what I'm here to tell you. The fact is, he's in that kind of conversation for middle linebacker, which tells you that, yeah, there may be some things that you'd like you know, Bobby Wagner 5 years ago, well, of course we all would. Everyone would. And I'm sure Bobby Wagner would like that too.
How do we do that?
Yeah, but you gotta be able to compensate and have something else. You need to be better on the edges, primarily for me. You need to be better at some of the outside linebacker spots, or have that safety walk up and be better there. I think there's a million things that need improving, but knowing that, well, there's one thing that Wagner doesn't do great. Okay, fine. What does he do well? And there's still plenty, as evidenced by the 140 tackles, give or take, last year, 132. It depends on where you look. But still a solid player, smart as all hell, as you said, a leader, one of these culture builder guys, him and Dan Quinn. It's almost like having Quinn on the field and Joe Witt by extension, having Wagner there as kind of the dude that's in charge. I love that, both in terms of his mentorship for the defense. Also love it, frankly, that he and Jaden Daniels are buddies. I'm all about that, quite frankly. I think it's awesome. Having a guy that's, while the football season is happening, getting his master's degree from Howard University as he's going through all this, just tells you everything you need to know about the guy. Like, put him in charge of something whenever he feels like being done with football. He'll run it really, really well. So to me, this is one of those no-brainer good signings. Eventually, I want to be out of this business. We talked about this a bunch when it comes to this free agency and this offseason and this class and how they're going to build this team. Eventually, I'd like to not go, I have to bring the 35-year-old declining player back. I'd like to be out of that. They're not there yet. They're not to the point where you've got people waiting in the wings that can take over.
Devoid of young talent.
Yeah.
In a way, we went over this yesterday, but you have a superstar young quarterback in Daniels that makes hopefully everything okay. And you have a really good young corner who probably is going to be kicked inside if they get their way in Mikey Sanders still. There's not really anybody else on the young player list that looks like they project to be a stud or a star as of right now. Hopefully that shifts, and who knows? Maybe Ben Sinnott by the end of next year, we're having a different conversation about, or Luke McCaffrey or Johnny Newton. I think of those guys, Newton really does have a chance to be, I've said this for a couple years now, like a legitimate, formidable, league-wide known defensive tackle. I hope that's the case at that Allen Payne level in their primes. But right now, you can't put him there. And I don't know that they have anybody other than the two guys we just named in that conversation. They're just devoid of it because of the terrible drafts of the last regime. They're in a bad way. So they're kind of building this thing with the players that are available, who, with the exploding cap and teams mm-hmm. keeping their own guys around, generally are going to be a little bit older, which is why they were the oldest playoff team last year. But while Allen was not a surprise at all today, we saw that coming, and there had been reports that it was coming. I don't think Wagner re-upping was a surprise either. He said at the end of the year he wanted to be back. They have said every single time they've been asked about him that they would love to have him back. It's why I think there's a real good chance Zach Ertz has a deal in place before the league year opens as well, because they've kind of said similar things about him, and he's even been more, I would say, candid about wanting to be here than Wagner was. But Bobby came here because he wanted to play for Ken Norton, his linebacker's coach, Dan Quinn, his head coach, and I didn't think that was going to change. So no surprise, but great to get that done and not have to worry about it.
The only wild card to me was Pete Carroll going to Vegas and maybe trying to do what Washington just did. I want to change the culture. Who is a good culture changer? This unbelievable alpha, gold jacket in his future type super leader. So that was the only thing I was a little bit worried about, but it made sense for him to stay here.
One other note on the one-year deals. Your money goes way faster when you do it that way, because there's no pushing money
there's no
into
spreading
the future.
Out. Yep.
If you sign Wagner, just as a example, to a two-year deal worth $19 million, you could have his cap number be 6 this year and 13 next year or something, and keep the cap number lower. When you do the one-year deal, it all comes home this year. So if they're going to be in that business, Debo, without extending him, which I don't want them to, you pay him the freight, close to $18 million this year. Wagner's going to be 8+ this year. That's just something to think about as you see them signing one-year deals, that all of that money hits your cap this season, and it's going to disappear a little bit quicker.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.